Who is your best friend? I've been blessed with lots of friends, but what does it mean to be a friend? What does it mean to be a friend with the world? And what does it mean to be friends with God? A true friend is someone who knows all about you and doesn't tell anyone. A true friend is able to take all the things you are, who you are, along with all of your faults. Do you have a friend like that? You know, not everyone is a true friend. You have those who you barely know. You have those that you know real well. You have fair weather friends. There are good friends. There are best friends. One of my favorites, there are my neighbor friends. And we all have our best friends here on earth, but who is our true best friend? Jesus Christ. I want to tell you a story about a friend who shares her love through Jesus. Oftentimes, when least expected, she sends a card, "I'm thinking of you." When people are going through tough times, you just might get a little gift from her to brighten her day. Or maybe you just get a random text from her to say, "I'm praying and thinking about you." This type of friend is an example of the kind of friendship Jesus Christ wants to share with each of us. There are some truths we ought to consider in regards to our friendships with Jesus. As our best friend, Jesus knows how to lift our spirits. Jesus has a way of knowing when people need cheering up and encouragement. When we are suffering from physical problems, Jesus has a word of cheer for us. When we are in a frightening situation, Jesus can bring peace and calm to us. When we are doing God's will and suffering for it, he has words of hope and encouragement for us. Does Jesus know when you're tired? Does he know when you just feel like giving up? Does it matter to him when you feel you have reached your limits? Does he care when you have been knocked off your feet? Why, the answer is yes to all these questions. Not only does he know, he cares, and he knows how to lift your spirits. In Matthew 11:28, he says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We all need and want friends, but over time we will have friendships that don't last, friendships that lead us in the wrong direction, and some that are just not meant to be. But there is a friend who will never let us down. Everybody is created with an intimate desire for friendship with others. That special relationship with someone who appreciates us, who is glad to see us or hear from us, is very important. If we lack that friendship, we may feel alone, abandoned, and even hopeless. Proverbs 17:7 says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." And again, in Proverbs 18:24 tells us, "There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." Human friends are vital and are a special part of our life. But who is always there for us to turn to when people let us down? Jesus Christ. He is a friend who will never let you down and never betray the secrets of your heart. He will be there for you today, tomorrow, in spite of your imperfections, and always there in your time of need. John 15:13-14 says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Jesus Christ is our perfect friend. He understands us. He knows us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our temptation. Jesus Christ knows our makeup and the core essence of humanity. Therefore, he is uniquely and utterly qualified as our perfect friend. Hebrews 7:25 says, "Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercessions for them." We can bear our souls to God the Father, and our friend and our highest priest will intercede for us on our behalf and will be there to support and encourage us. Yesterday, I had to go get a tire patch. Evidently, some of that debris that Vicky ran over the other week, well, I got some of it too. So I went and got my tire patched, and I thought, well, I'll go get my car washed. So I went and got my car washed. I come home, and mind you, I turned the car on and off, you know, several times. And I got home, and I shined my tires and cleaned the inside goggin, and I was going to pull into the garage, went to crank it, nothing there. I said, what in the world? How could this happen so suddenly? And so I'm like, man, evidently the battery is dead. So I called Kevin, and I said, my car will not crank. It will not even turn over. The radio or anything is not on. So he come home and put the little charge on. We got it jumped, took it to Vance Auto, and sure enough, I needed a battery. But what I'm getting at with this is Jesus was definitely my friend yesterday because he allowed that battery to go dead when I got home and not when I was out washing my car or whatever. So I didn't have to wait in the heat for somebody to come help. I was able to go inside in the air conditioning and get cool. So sometimes, you know, we don't think about those things as Jesus being our friend in those situations. We take those situations for granted. And, you know, I thought about that yesterday, and I was like, oh, thank you, God, I was at home, you know, because I was already hot and sweaty from cleaning the car. And I just thanked him. I said, thank you, you know, for allowing that battery to die in my driveway and not while I was out and about. And at that time, I thought about it. I said, you know, Jesus was my perfect friend. Even though it's a small situation, you know, he took that situation, and he made my day a lot better than it could have been. Have you ever had a pity party for yourself? Feeling no one cares? Feeling of being loved? Or feel like you just give it all and you get nothing in response? Well, I'm going to admit, I've been there and done that myself. But then I started thinking, it doesn't matter. That's pity mess. My heart begins to tell my mind that no matter who, what, where, or when, that Jesus Christ is my best friend. I find myself praying and asking for forgiveness for having those feelings of doubt. I realize that God gave me the special gift to love others, to reach out to my friends, and to show my friends my love for them every day. I come to the conclusion that it's okay if I'm the first to call or to reach out to others. I receive many blessings through being the friend Jesus wants me to be to others through him. I'm truly blessed to still have my best friend I met when I was 6 years old. I'll never forget, it was first day of kindergarten. This little girl, she had this short, just kinky curly hair, and she was just crying. She did not want her mama to leave, and I was happy. Believe it or not, I didn't want my mama to go in the classroom with me. And so I took this little girl by her hand, and I'll never forget, and I said, you don't have to cry. It's going to be all right. And we have been friends ever since then. Now, we've had our ups and downs, you know, the high school drama and all, and we look back on those today and kind of laugh about them, how stupid they were. But we still always come back to one another as best friends. We don't talk every day or see each other as often as we like, but we always pick up where we left off when we do see each other again. God wants us to have friends here on earth. And I have been blessed beyond measure with some truly amazing friends, mostly my church friends, who have nourished me, who have taught me. And many of you have motivated me and given me inspiration. And I'm truly blessed to have my church family as my friends to keep me going, to always be there no matter what. And just remember, it takes a friend to make a friend. Now let's turn this around. Jesus Christ is our best friend, but do we fall short on being his best friend? Jesus Christ gave the ultimate sacrifice for us. He suffered and died on the cross for each and every one of us. Do we sacrifice our lives for him? He gives us chance after chance when our lives may not be going in the right direction. We sin each and every day, and he still forgives and loves us. So why is it we tend to give up on others when they may have done wrong? Should we not forgive them and continue to love them? When you hear that whisper in your ear on what God wants you to do, do you ignore it? Oftentimes we do. Do we study and share God's word as often as we should? Are there times when we only rely on God when things are not so good? These are just a few questions to think about. They have weighed heavy on my heart, so I have begun to pray and make a commitment to be a better friend to my Lord and Savior, thanking him for my good times and when the things are going great in my life. Thank him for the trials that he has put me through to strengthen me, keeping my ears, eyes, and heart open and being silent to listen to him, studying the Bible more. These are just a few things that we can do. We have so much to be thankful for, so we need to make sure that we thank God each and every day. Friends are here on earth for us to have a special relationship with, to love, to laugh, to cry, and to hold on to. But Jesus Christ is our ultimate best friend. I have a little poem I want to share with you. It says, I have a friend named Jesus. I have a friend named Jesus. There's no other friend like he. I have a friend named Jesus. Give his life to set me free. I have a friend named Jesus, a perfect, sinless man. I have a friend named Jesus. For me, he has a plan. I have a friend named Jesus. On him, I can rely. I have a friend named Jesus. All my needs, he will supply. Jesus Christ wants us to be his best friend. You can give him all your burdens, your cares, all your bad stuff. Just take it all to him in prayer, and he cares, and he always listens. When we are weak, he is strong for us. So who is your best friend? If you have to choose between God and the world, whose friendship do you desire? John warns us about what it means to be in a relationship in the world in 1 John 2:15-17. Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from his world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. So John tells us, whoever does the will of God abides forever. So what can the world offer you or us that can compare to that promise? Let us be a church made of Christians who are friends of God. So this week, be that friend that Jesus wants you to be through him. Send a card, make a phone call, visit someone unexpectedly. Share the love that Jesus Christ has given us so freely. And remember, Jesus Christ is mine and your best friend. So we need to be that friend to him. Thank you. Our